You have to first.
Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. 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 Let's everybody just give the Lord a hand for you this morning. We want to thank God for being here. Thank God for another day.
Yes.
Thank God, amen, that he saved you. And if you're lost, you can be found today. God is looking for you. Amen. Praise God. God is looking for the lost. Turn out of the way. God is seeking you. Amen. Jesus said, I came not to the righteous, but bring sinners to repentance. And if you're a sinner this morning, I want to say Jesus is looking for you this morning. Hallelujah. So praise God. We want to get started this morning. I thank God for another Sunday that we come to you in the name of Jesus from Care Church. Hallelujah. Thank God. Care Church. Amen. We'll see you here. God still is blessing. And no matter what the situation is, God is still in the blessing business.
Amen.
Regardless of what's going on around us, we say God is still here. Amen. Praise God. Father God, we're thankful this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit that you've given us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That lead and guide us into all truth.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessing.
Thank you, O Lord, for bringing us out of darkness into the light. Lord, when we could have been lost, we could have died a long time ago. But you saw fit to save us, so we come to say thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you for an opportunity, Lord, to be able to worship you, to be able to praise you, Lord, to give you glory and give you honor, because we recognize you as the only wise God, the only Savior, Lord. And, Lord, we give you praise. Oh, Lord, for this day, Lord. Blessing all of those, Lord, who are hungry this morning, Lord. Blessing those who are homeless. Blessing those, oh, Lord, that is in the fires, oh, Lord, in the floods, oh, Lord. Bless those and protect them, Lord, that are in the path of the hurricane, Lord. Lord, we just thank you today, Lord, for blessing your people. And we give all praise and honor in Jesus' name for this time and this service. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. So we come right now and give an opportunity, amen, for you to give a praise. If you'd like to give a praise report, if you have something you want to say, a praise report or anything this morning, we give you an opportunity because we need to make known our request. Make known your request unto the Lord, for the Lord is at hand. Is there someone this morning? Amen.
Pastor, praise God. This is Elder Prevost. It's a blessing to be on the line this morning. Praise God. And I just want to thank God for, you know, just watching over and keeping. Y'all know, I always, every time I come to church, I'm testifying that they done changed managers at the job. They done changed managers again. And they done got rid of some people, but praise God, I'm still there, and I got a raise, so I just thank God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. We need to give God a hand praise for that, because when other people seem like they're going out, the saints of God are being raised up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's God showing a difference, amen, to those that are his and those that are not. And so we just give praise for him getting another raise. That was what I said. Another raise, amen.
Amen.
Not one raise, but another raise, amen. And so we thank God for that, that God is moving and blessing him continually. And I know pretty soon they probably going to ask him to be the manager. But I know, I don't know if he's ready for it right now. But but God go move him into a place where he can bring change. You know, a lot of times people don't realize why God moves you into position, but God moves you into position so you can bring change. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Is there somebody else? Amen. Don't have no sad story. Amen.
I just want to thank God for this day that he has made. And I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I just thank him for his love. I thank him for his peace. I thank him for his joy. I thank you for a hunger of his word, to know more about him, to know him like I never knew before, for higher heights and deeper depths in him. And I just thank him for my family, for my husband, my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren. They all in the land of living, and they all healthy, and God had protected them. I just thank him for that. My sisters and brothers, they all survived, had not got anyone in my family. Well, it did, but they survived. Thank God for that.
Amen.
And I just thank God for he's real, and he's real to me, because he healed me 7 years ago from colon cancer. I look and see people dying around me from colon cancer, and I said, thank you, Jesus, that you did not let me perish.
Amen.
And I just thank him for he has hands on me throughout the whole thing. And I just thank him that he raised me up. I just thank him that he's good, good, good. And I just want to just thank him for food on our table, home to live in, car to drive. No, he protects us and he provides for us. And no other one can do that but him. And I just thank him for all the good things that he has bestowed on our lives, even through the bad times. That praise him through the bad times, praise him through the good times. So I praise him all the time. So I just thank him for his being God and being God in my life.
Amen, amen, amen. So thank God to all of you on Facebook Live this morning, all of you on Care Network this morning. Thank God and praise you for being on, and all of you that are online this morning, I praise God for you for coming online this morning. And we come this morning to, amen, to try to give a word, amen. And we want to encourage you, no matter what's going on in the world right now, I've got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, the word has told you that everything's going to be all right. The Holy Ghost lets us know everything's going to be all right. So you be encouraged in the Holy Spirit this morning, because the Holy Spirit guarantees you that whether in life or death, we still win.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I want to say we're winning this morning. We're winning over cancer. I know so many people coming out with cancer. It's attack on so many people. But thank God we're still winning, amen.
Amen.
And as long as Jesus is here, we are still winning with God, amen. And see, that's how we win with God. You know, what the enemy does for evil, God will turn it around and work it out for the good, amen.
Amen.
The enemy killed Jesus for the evil. But God turned that thing around and worked it out for the good, because Jesus had already said, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone, but if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. And so the enemy killed Jesus, didn't realize that he was killing the seed, and when the seed went down, it was going to get up again. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. See, I'm going to get up again because I'm a seed, amen, because I'm a seed, amen. If I die, I'm going to live again. So whether in life or death, I still win, amen. So we win with Jesus. Everybody wins with Jesus, amen.
Amen.
So thank God for Jesus this morning, because that is the winning number, amen. We want to call it a number, amen. We say that is the winning number, amen. Not only is it a winning number, he's a winning person. He's always going to win regardless of what the enemy does. Jesus always wins. Amen.
Yes, he does.
You know, he gives the devil opportunity to try to overpower him or overcome, but at the end, God always wins. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're in Christ Jesus today, it means that you win. Amen, amen. You win. And regardless to what's going on in our world, in our nation today, amen, saints of God shouldn't be upset about it. The saints of God should be looking for a glorious time. They should be rejoicing, because we realize that our redemption draweth nigh. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Romans chapter 8 and verse 27 talks about the whole creation is groaning and travailing until now, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so all creation is groaning, all creation is praying, all creation is making a request to be God for our manifestation. Amen. And so I thank God that God is going to manifest his creation, and then we shall be in the image of God. Many times we say about the image of God, we say God is spirit, amen? Mm-hmm. And so if God is spirit, if we are going to be made like unto God, we're going to be changed from flesh to spirit, amen? Isn't that a good thing? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We're being changed from flesh to spirit. And so when we become spirit, amen, that spirit has no end. Yeah. Amen. Some people don't believe in the resurrection. Some people don't believe in another life, amen, after this one, amen. Mm-hmm. And when the scripture let us know, if only in this life we have hope, we are miserable people because we don't have no hope of anything, amen. Mm-hmm. But thank God for the saints of God, that saints of God and those that know Jesus and who has accepted Jesus as their Savior, amen, and has been baptized unto his death. And because we're baptized unto his death, then we are raised up in the likeness of his resurrection, amen. Mm-hmm. And so even after Jesus died, he resurrected, amen. Mm-hmm. He showed himself to over 500 people after his resurrection before he went on back to glory to let everyone know after death there is going to be a resurrection, amen.
Yes.
And whether you accept that or believe that or not, it's still going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter what you believe, amen. It matters what the words say, that there will be a resurrection, and we are looking forward to the resurrection, and this is why we have accepted Jesus, and let the seed, which is the word of God, and let the Holy Spirit comes on in us, which give life, so that we can know we are going to be resurrected, because the life is in the seed, and the spirit is life, and the spirit is in the body to give life, so that when it dies, the spirit, the same spirit that was in Jesus, will also quicken your mortal body to be raised up in that day. And if you don't believe in a resurrection, stop planting your seeds. If you don't believe in a resurrection, stop going to bed at night, waiting on the sun to resurrect the next morning if you don't believe in a resurrection. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Stop investing your money in anything if you don't believe that there's going to be an increase or a resurrection of it. You see, all the things you do in the natural lets you know what's going to happen in the spirit. Amen. And so thank God this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And so I praise God for all of you out there. I mean, that was just an opening and introduction, but we do have a word we want to bring this morning. It's something that has been on my heart, something that's been bothering me. And because it's been bothering me, amen, I guess I need to say something about it. Amen. So I can, somebody like to say, I like to get it off of my chest. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so today we're just going to start in Revelation chapter 2. I want Sister Paige to read Revelation chapter 2. We're going to read at verse 4. And then we're going to go to Psalms 80. Amen. Because of the things that are going on with us today. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and read, Sister Paige. Y'all go with us now. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, I believe.
Verse
2. Peter.
I know thy works and thy labor,
mm-hmm.
and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them. No, that was the right one. Right, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, I.
It's verse 4, Revelation chapter 2, verse 4.
Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love.
Amen. I looked here and God said, I have something. I mean, they had did pretty good throughout the time, but still, I know we all fall short. Someone said we fall short, but God still found something, and he said, you have left your first love. Amen.
Amen.
I got something against you. The reason God allows things in your life because sometimes he has something against you and he's trying to bring some correction, amen,
mm-hmm.
because we need correction in our life, amen.
Yes,
and so God allows things to come in our life, and those things he allows to come, those things come to correct us because he has found something lacking, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He has found something that is not all up to standard, amen. Even though they are doing good, pretty good,
mm-hmm.
but it's not up to the standard of God, amen.
Amen.
And see, God has a standard, amen, and he wants everyone to come up to standard. And what we've been lacking in these last time, we've been lacking the standard of God. It's not that you're not doing service to God. It's not that you don't pray. It's not that you don't seek after God. Amen. But you still haven't come up to standard. God has a standard that he wants everybody to come up to. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God has a measuring rod. Amen. He has a plummet line. Amen. But he's telling these saints here, you've done pretty good, but you're not up to standard. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so we want to go to Psalms chapter 80 is something we had been praying. We have been praying. We prayed about during the week. You know, we have prayer from at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time every day. We have prayer. We've been praying about these things because the reason we are praying about these things because we recognize we need to come up to standard, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic of my message word today, you know, sometimes everybody wants a topic, amen. My topic is going to be consider.
Amen.
Consider, amen. I want you to consider, amen. I want you to look around and see. Where are you falling from? I want you to consider, amen. Look around and see. Is everything like it used to be, amen? We want to consider, you know, is everything to God's lacking? Is everything to God's standard? And you need to look around and see, are the things the way they used to be?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are things like they used to be, amen? And whenever you get to a place where things are not like they used to be, you have to look back and consider.
Mm-hmm.
See how far you've come down. See how far you've turned away.
Mm-hmm.
See how less that you do now that you used to do, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Look and see, amen. Do I do the same things that I used to do? Do I have the zeal of God that I used to have? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Am I excited about God as I used to be excited? Amen. So somewhere along the line, I need to consider
yes.
and ask myself, amen, is it like it used to be?
Yes.
Hmm?
Amen.
Amen. Psalm chapter 80, amen. I just want to read verse 1 through 3, if you go with me there, amen.
Give ear, O shepherd of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Thou hast led Joseph like a flock.
You led Joseph like a flock, amen. The shepherd led the sheep like a flock, amen. This is the time of Ephraim and Manasseh when God had blessed them and God had bestowed all of his glory upon them, and God was leading them into green pastures, and they had everything that they needed at time. They was full of joy, and they was full of peace, amen, and everything was going good during this, had been going good at this time, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And see, even in our life, At one time when you first got saved, amen, when you was excited about God, you went here, you went there. Prayer wasn't a question. Going to Bible study wasn't a problem. Going to church wasn't a problem, amen, because you had excitement in your life at that time, amen. Yeah. Going out telling somebody that you got saved, telling somebody about what Jesus did for you, you was excited when God first did that. But if you look and see where you are now, you need to ask yourself, am I still at the place that I used to be? So I must need to ask God to do something for me, is because I'm not where I used to be.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Read on.
Thou that dwells between the chevrons,
thou that dwelleth between the cherubims, amen.
Shine forth.
Shine forth, amen. Thou that dwelleth between the cherubims. Read on.
Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved.
Amen, amen. Read verse 4. Let me put that in there, amen.
O Lord God of hosts, how long will God be angry against the prayers of thy people?
How long, Lord, you going to be against the prayers of the saints? But I like that verse there when it said, turn us again, Lord. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Come on, say, turn me again, Lord.
Turn me again, Lord.
You see, if you look at chapter 79 of Psalms, it's talking about all the things that God had did for Ephraim and Manasseh, amen. How God had blessed them, how God had set them up, amen, and how God had did all kinds of things for them, and it was a glorious time, you know. But because of their sin, because they turned their backs on God, and because they started doing things that they shouldn't do, they started going back into their old habits, they start going back into their old sins, and they start being less attracted to God and more attracted to themselves and more attracted to stuff and more attracted to things. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, God pulls some of the glory away from them.
Yes.
Now, he didn't take it all from them, but he pulled some of the glory back, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And sometimes even with us, God pull some of the glory back, amen. He don't pull it all back because, you know, God is married to the backslider, amen.
Amen.
And even though they might be backslidden, they might be going, but God still loves them. He still wake them up in the morning. He still feed them. He still allows them to have breath. He still allows them to have life, amen. He still watches over them. But nevertheless, his glory, it's not as strong, it's not as bright as it used to be. And so here it is that Ephraim and Manasseh and all of them, they had turned their back on God, and all of a sudden it don't seem like their prayers was being answered like it used to be answered. You know, when I first got saved, amen, for myself, when I first got saved, I could pray, and it wouldn't be before the next day the prayer was answered. It seemed like God was just, boom, he was answered, amen. When you ask God for something, it seemed like it wasn't long, boom. It seemed like the prayers was answered.
Mm-hmm.
But now sometimes it seems like when I call upon God and I pray, it don't seem like it come as fast as it used to come, amen.
Yes.
And the reason, maybe it's the reason it don't come like it used to come, amen. Maybe I need to consider my ways.
Yes.
Maybe you need to consider your ways, amen. Amen, and look back and see, have I lost the relationship with God that I used to have, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Yes.
When I used to pray every day, I used to pray three times a day. Used to pray at night. Have I lost my relationship with God? And so because if you've lost your relationship, if you've lost that place with God, you need to ask that God, turn us again, Lord. Turn my heart back to my first place. Turn my heart back to the first love, amen.
Yes.
Turn my heart back as in the beginning, amen. Let the glory shine upon us like it used to shine, amen. Turn us again, Lord.
Amen.
You know, even in marriages and things, you know, when you first got married, you was excited, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And now all the excitement gone, you need to say, turn us again, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Turn us again, O Lord, amen. Praise God. The friend that you used to have, y'all used to have everything going, but now we need to say, turn us again, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Just like he said in the psalm, because he realized that the glory that was upon them, they recognized that glory of God's presence wasn't as strong as it used to be. And because they wanted to feel the glory, they wanted to feel the presence of God, they wanted to see the glory of God, they wanted to see God move, amen. They wanted to see God, amen, stir things up. And they asking God, God, turn us again, Lord, and stir us up again, Lord.
Yes, Lord, turn.
Thank you, Lord.
Stir us up again, Lord. We need to be stirred again, Lord. We need to be stirred unto prayer, Lord. We need to be stirred into the search of the word, Lord. We need to be stirred, oh Lord, to seek after you again, Lord. We need to be stirred again that we might pray. We want to behold the presence of God. We want to see the glory of God. We need to be stirred again. So we need to ask God, God, stir me again, Lord, because, Lord, I miss your this time and your presence that I used to have with you.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Missed the relationship that I had, Lord. I missed it, Lord. So turn me again, Lord.
All right.
Yes, Lord.
All right. Amen. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you look around and see that it's not like it used to be,
no, it's not.
You know something is wrong.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus.
Because
thank
we
God
can see the wrong.
Thank you, Lord.
We should come back to God and say, turn us again, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Restore the joy of your salvation again, Lord. Restore it again, Lord. Restore the peace, Lord, that I used to walk in peace. I used to walk in joy. Amen. I used to walk in fulfillment. My soul was full of the presence of God. Amen. And even when I walked, I could feel the presence of God. And when I went to sleep, there was the presence of God. And when I stood up, there was God's presence. When I woke up in the morning, and all of a sudden, it don't look like it's where it used to be. So I have to say to God, stir us again, Lord, and turn us again, Lord. Turn us back to the place, Lord. And turn us back to that relationship that I used to have, that we used to have with you, Lord. Turn us back to that again.
Turn
us
back, Lord.
Turn us back, Lord. Turn us back, Lord. When we are walking around angry on the inside, don't know why
thank
we angry
Lord.
On the inside. Don't know why we
thank
walk
you.
Around in hatred and something wrong, amen. Let us know I'm a child of God. If I'm acting like this, something is wrong. I need God to turn me again, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He's asking God, Lord, wash me by the water of the word and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, Lord. The Holy Ghost needs to be stirred again. It needs to be renewed again, Lord. So I seek your presence again because we can never have enough of God because he said we should be full of the Holy Ghost. And if I'm not full, that means my cup is part empty and I need to fill me again, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, I need to be filled again. Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn up again, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Fill me again, Lord.
Yes.
Fill me again with your precious spirit, oh Lord. Because, you know, after some time, you know, when you walk and you walk through all the trials and you walk through the tribulation, we become like the five wise birds. And it was 10 birds and there's five wise and five foolish. After a time went by, amen,
yes.
The oil ran out of the lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus, the husbandman, came back,
yes.
And the wedding bell started sounding,
mm-hmm.
They was ready to go to the wedding. But when they got to the gate, there was no oil in the lamp.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You see, they had allowed their oil to run low. They had allowed their word to run low. They had allowed their prayer life to be low, amen. That they had allowed their seeking of God to be low, amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And see, sometimes, you know, while we're walking in this life and through the trials and the troubles that we go in, we start using the oil, amen. But, you know, when you keep using the oil and not putting none back in, after a while, you're going to run out, amen. And so we don't want the oil to run out, amen, because we want to be ready for Jesus at it coming. So we got to turn us again, oh, Lord, that we might go back and get some more oil in us, Lord. So, Lord, fill us again, Lord, because my cup runneth low. No, we like to say my cup run it over, but sometime now, if things are not going and working like they used to work, that means the cup has gone low.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I have to say, turn us again, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
If you don't see things happening in your life like they used to happen, you need to consider. Mm. If you're not full like you used to be, then there's something wrong, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You allow yourself to go down a path, and it's not the path of righteousness, amen.
Amen.
And the path you're going down is not for the Lord's sake. It must be for your sake. You done got off in the flesh somewhere and not spirit, amen. And you don't recognize you're going down that path, and this is why what's coming out of you now, amen. You know, they say, what's in you going to come out of you, amen. Jesus said, it's not what you eat that defiles you, but it's what comes out of your mouth. So things are coming out of your mouth that they didn't used to come out, amen. You're saying things that you didn't used to say, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And if you catch yourself doing those things, you need to go back to the altar again and say, Lord, turn me again, oh Lord, back to you, Lord,
yes,
that I might be the person that you would have me to be, Lord.
Yes.
Turn me again and fill my cup.
Thank you, Jesus.
I need a presence, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because if there's no presence, amen, the flesh takes rule. Amen. The enemy takes rule when there's no presence. But if we're going to have liberty in God to do the things that God would have us to do the will of God, there must be God's presence there to give you the power and the ability to overcome the enemy that comes up against you.
Yes.
And we need to say, turn us again, Lord.
Turn, Lord.
Fill us again, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you see, we get to the place now that sometimes it don't matter. Got to a place where you feel all right where you are. You recognize that you're not where you ought to be. Amen.
Amen.
See, if you can go back and look and see where you have fallen from, where is it that you have fallen short before God?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I falling short? What is it that I'm not doing? Amen. I need to be checking myself off to see what is it that I'm not doing, because I know things are supposed to be this way. I know the glory of God is supposed to be upon me. Amen.
Yeah.
I know I'm supposed to lay hands on the sick and they recover.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm supposed to be casting out demons in his name, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We know we're supposed to be doing all of those things because that was the glory of the church at the time. But being that that was the glory of the church at that time, amen, if we're not doing it, if those things are not happening and not going to pass, we need to say, turn us again, Lord. We must have missed it somewhere.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You must have missed it. We missed him somewhere, amen. When the Bible said that, Paul said anyway, I didn't come in word only, but I came also in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is not being demonstrated, we need to say, turn us again and fill us again, O Lord, so that the same glory that was upon those in those days, you said you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And because you are.
Yeah.
Then the same thing should be taking place today. I say, turn us again, Lord. Turn us again, Lord. Our hearts need to be turned again. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Our hearts need to be turned again, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Because if I look at it, I don't see the same thing anymore, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any comparison of what went on then and what's going on now.
Yes.
And if I don't see that, I need to ask God to turn me again, amen.
Hallelujah.
If I'm going back doing some of the things that I used to do, I need to cry to God and say, turn me again, Lord. See, that's when you get to a place in asking God to turn you again, then it means that you have recognized within yourself
mm-hmm.
that something ain't right.
Yes, hallelujah.
When we look at verse 5, there's, look at verse 5 of Psalm chapter 80. Look at how they felt, amen. Look at what was going on because they had turned their backs on the one that did everything for them, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It surprised me. The one that does everything for you, wakes you up, give you food, give you water, give you life. He gives you all things, amen.
Yes.
But the one that will give us the most help is the one that we don't turn to.
That's right.
I see all the time, amen, that people who got all the problems don't want to see God. If I'm saved, amen, and have an anxiety attack, I need to say, God, turn me again. I missed it somewhere, amen. Because God gives you peace, amen. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us the word so that we can have a sound mind, amen. He gave us the word so that we can know the wiles of the devil.
Yeah.
But yet we turn to everything but the Lord. We turn to everything but the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. We go to the world and seek help, and they drug us up and shoot us up, and they tell us all the things that the world does, amen, in order to have help, but not come to the God that can change things. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You go down to Pharaoh for help, but Pharaoh can't do you no help, amen, because it is God that made you. If anybody know how to fix you, it is God that know how to fix you, because he created you and made you, and he said, I'm available to anybody who would call upon me. I would answer them and heal them.
Yes.
I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee.
Uh-huh. Amen.
But we go out to everything else. Say, turn me again.
Mm-hmm.
Turn me back to the Lord. Amen. Yes. Let me go back to the God of my salvation. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Let me go back to the God of glory. Amen. Let me go back to the God that I know that can do anything but fail me. Let me go to a God that can deliver me. Let me go to a God that can save me, because the world can't do anything for you. Because the world can't even save itself. So turn me again, God. So you need to be turned, amen. You see, here I'm here to turn you, amen. When the Bible says repent, it means turn me again, amen. God, grant me a spirit of repentance that I might turn again unto you, Lord. I've gone away from your statutes. I've gone away from your orders. I have not kept those things that you said to keep, Lord. I've gone away from it. So turn me again, Lord.
Yes. That's right.
What did he say about the prayers that you feed me? What?
I feed them with the bread of tears.
See, now here, when God was filling them with the joy and have gladness of heart and kept their enemies away from them, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Gave them a glorious temple to be able to praise God and worship him. Put a hedge around Jerusalem to protect them from their enemies, amen. Fed them to the full. And all of a sudden now, because they turned away from God, now he's feeding them with tears.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they being fed with tears? Because they got sorrow of heart.
Mm-hmm.
See, where you used to have joy, now you got sorrow of heart, amen.
Yes.
Where you used to have peace, now you got confusion because you done left your first love, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You done turned your back on him, amen.
Amen.
The thing that you used to be excited about, you're not excited about it anymore.
That's right.
Amen. You done put a man You want a man in your life, and you're to put a man before God, and now you're crying at night, even though you're with him, but you're
this
still
This is not
crying.
A valid menu option.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. He's feeding you with tears because, what, you done turned your back on him, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to get back to a place that turned us again, Lord.
Yes.
We need to repent.
Hallelujah.
To repent means to turn.
Mm-hmm.
To go in the opposite direction, amen.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
To ask God to turn us again, I mean, grant me a spirit of repentance, Lord, that I might turn back to you again. We don't want to be like Esau. They say Esau sought repentance with tears and he couldn't find it. So we don't want to have the spirit of Esau.
Right.
Hallelujah. We want God to turn us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get too far down the road, amen, before we get too far away from God, we want him to turn us. We want God to turn us now is before we start being fed. Tears. They fed him what?
With bread of tears and giving them tears and drink in great measures.
The conference is now unlocked.
They gave them tears.
Bread of tears.
Bread of tears to drink.
Giving them tears to drink in measure.
Gave them tears to drink in measure because they was in sorrow. Now it's because God had moved his glory back and because they had turned their backs on him. And rather than being fed bread from heaven, they were being fed sorrow from heaven. Amen.
Right.
They weren't given what they needed in their life. It's because not that God had turned his back on them so much, but because they turned their back on God.
Mm-hmm.
Say, turn us again, Lord.
Turn us again, Lord.
If you're tired of wetting your bed all night, got your pillow wet all night, you need to turn back to God again, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you're tired of going through what you're going through, amen, it's not that God won't allow you to go through, but God will give you joy while you're going through, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not that we're not going to go through anything, amen, because we're going to go through some things, amen. But whenever you know you have a hope, amen, hallelujah. Whenever you know that even though I'm going through how it's going to end and how I'm going to come out, then I can have joy in the midst of this sorrow, amen. I can have peace, amen, in the midst of this confusion, you see. This is why we need God to regulate our minds.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because the devil is feeding you a bunch of lies.
Yes, he is.
And now you got sorrow when you should have joy.
Yes.
I have to ask God to turn me again, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Verse 6, amen, and 7.
Thou makest a sprite unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves.
Amen. You make us a strife to our neighbors. When we talk about our enemy, because we recognize our enemy is not flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
We're not fighting against flesh and blood, but we're fighting against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high place. So we're fighting against spirits, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it is those spirits that is our enemies, amen.
Amen.
And see, those spirits, amen, is attacking us now, amen. Making a mockery of the people of God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer is attacking us, amen.
Yes, it is.
Making a mockery of the word because what? Cancer is exalting itself against the knowledge of God, amen. Cancer exalts itself against the word of God to say that I'm stronger than the word of God. You see, God allows that, so we need to say, turn us again, O Lord, so that cancer won't be mocking us.
Yes. Right.
Turn us again, Lord, so that sickness won't be mocking us. Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn us again so lust won't be mocking us.
Mm-hmm.
See, it should be like it was in the beginning, amen, that when Peter walked, people got in Peter's shadow. At the shadow of Peter, people was being healed because of the shadow of Peter, amen. He didn't have to put his head on it. All they have to do is get in his shadow. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sickness and disease couldn't stand in the presence of God. It had to flee. Demons bowed down to Jesus, amen, because of the presence of God that was in us, amen. And if we look and we don't see that taking place right now, we need to look at it and say, God, turn us again.
Yeah.
Somewhere down the line, we missed it.
Mm-hmm.
We missed the mark.
Yes, we did. Thank you, Jesus.
Because that was the glory that was being revealed at that time, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to ask God to turn us again. It should be in every saint of God's heart and mind and spirit. It should be in every saint of God to want to seek God until we get to a place where we lay hand on the sick and they recover.
Right.
That should be a desire within the saints, amen. If we're going to be like Jesus, and if Jesus is our example, amen, and he said that as I was in the world, so shall ye be, amen, and as I am, so are ye, amen. And if Jesus has said all that, all those things to us, and we don't see those things happening in our life, we say, turn us again, Lord.
Yeah.
Or we need to be asking God, fill us again, Lord. Whatever it takes, Lord, for these things to start coming to pass, Lord, show me how to do it, Lord, that I might arrive at that place. I might arrive at that same measure of the stature of the fullness of God. I should be able to arrive at that measure, so I have to ask God, turn us again, Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we see people by in bondage, and we talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of talking about them, you should talk about yourself. And one of the reasons you should talk about yourself, because you should have the power to deliver them. But here you are mocking them. If they're trying to get loose from the bondage and they can't get loose, and you're supposed to have the power to lay hand on them and to free them, well, then mock yourself next time you see one of them.
Yeah.
Are you with me here? Amen?
I
do. Huh?
Amen.
You see, we love to make mockery of things, but we don't look at ourselves, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about all the bondage that everybody else is in, and then you can't get free.
Amen.
You can't even get free from cigarettes and tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
But then you want to talk about everybody else getting delivered.
Amen.
You want to talk about everybody else in bondage, and you in bondage yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I say, turn us again, Lord.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes, hallelujah.
Turn me again, oh Lord. Take me back to the place where I first met you, Lord, when I was excited. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first met you, Lord. Turn me again, oh Lord, that I go back to that first place when the excitement was there,
yes.
When the joy was there.
Thank you, Lord.
And oh, how we are so many times that we put down others. And not recognize that you're in misery yourself.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, how we put everybody else in hell.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't never been there. And you don't know whether you're going to make it or not.
Amen.
And you done put somebody else somewhere that you might end up there. Come on, I say, turn us again.
Amen.
I said, if God don't turn us back, amen. And bring us back to that place, that relationship. We got to ask God to bring us back to that place and back to that relationship again so that we might do the will of God. This is why we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lord, let your presence come, Lord, so we
the
can do your will.
The conference is now locked.
It's not your will for any person to be sick. It's not your will for anybody to be in bondage. It's your will for the people to be delivered, Lord. Your will be done, but let the presence come again, Lord.
Yes,
like it was in the beginning, Lord.
Thank you.
Let it fall on us, Lord.
Yes.
Fall on us, Holy Spirit. Fall on us again.
Hallelujah.
Fill the temple with your glory again, Lord. That should be so much glory in this temple, amen. that sinners and sin won't be able to stay around, so we have to ask God to fill us again, Lord.
Yes.
Anger won't be able to stay in my life because of the presence of God, amen. Mm-hmm. Lust won't be able to stay in my life. Why? Because of the presence of God, amen. Praise God, amen.
Amen.
Thoughts of sin won't be able to stay in my life because of the presence of God. You see, we need the presence of God again in our life.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, say, fill us again.
Fill us again,
Lord. Hallelujah. I'm tired of pouring out all of these tears, amen, because my enemy laughing at me, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Pouring out tears because when you lay hand on the sickness start laughing at you, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
You go try to cast out a demon, and the demon said, Paul I know and Jesus I know, but who are you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you make a made them. Come on now, I'm saying it makes a mockery out of you. Your enemy makes a mockery out of you.
Amen. That's right.
If sickness is your enemy, amen, that's who we're fighting against. They make a mockery out of us. They laugh among themselves. The world is laughing at us, amen, said, hey, your God is no bigger than my God. And I know you say my dog bigger than your dog, but my God is bigger than your God, amen. But whenever it comes to a time that they don't see the power in the demonstration of your God, then they mock you. I said, turn us again, Lord. Verse 7.
Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved.
Turn us again. See, they're calling for God to turn us. He said, turn us again, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we go to 1 Chronicles 7 and 14, God said, you know, with my people that are called by my name will turn again, amen. And seek my face. See, turn again and seek my face. You see, all these things is happening in the world today because God is trying to turn us again. Come on. The fires are going on because God is trying to turn us again. Amen. The disease and thing that's going on in the earth, God is saying, he's trying to say, turn us again. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This virus that is going on over the nation, God is trying to get us to turn again to him because, you see, when we turn back to God, he said the fires will go out. Come on, y'all. Amen. He said when you turn back to God, sickness will go out. Amen. When we turn back to God, amen, praise God, these things that are going on won't be going on anymore because the God of peace will come in and he'll cause all this stuff to go out if we just turn again.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
But going on. He said, I'm trying to get you to turn again, amen. I'm allowing the flood to come because I want you to recognize that you're not doing what you used to do. You're not doing the way you used to do. And the reason I'm allowing these things to come because I'm trying to get you to turn again, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Turn again under prayer, you know, rather than having fun all night, amen. Maybe we ought to have an all-night prayer meeting again, amen. Praise God. We used to have all-night prayer meetings.
Yes,
most people went to sleep, but we still had them, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
We used to have prayer time, but every day at home, that was prayer time.
Amen.
Every day at church, that was prayer time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Every day, with the prayer every day. Praise God, amen. Wasn't no problem. Go to prayer every day.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, we got away from it. And then all this stuff started taking place. Come on, say, turn us again, God.
Turn us again, God.
Hmm? Can you see where we've fallen from? Can you see there's a lot of things that you used to do that you don't do now?
Okay.
Can we say, turn us again, Lord?
Turn us again, Lord.
Take us back, Lord, where the things that we used to do, amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. I can remember there were some people in the church. We called them the women of thunder. Those women got together, man, you talk about some praying and prayer was going on, and all kind of things were taking place in the church because the prayers was going on in the church. Say, turn us again, Lord, that we get back to those things that we used to do.
Yes, Lord.
What has happened to us? What has happened to the body? That all the things they used to do, they don't do those things no more. Hallelujah. Well, what happened to you? Hallelujah. What happened to you when you used to prophesy all the time, when God used to use you to prophesy, and now you don't prophesy no more? What happened? What happened to us? Amen. What went on in our life to change us that we don't do the things that we used to do? What happened to us when we used to always go out and be a witness telling somebody about Jesus somewhere? What happened to us? What happened to us when the people of the world would recognize that you were a saint just by walking down the street, and now they don't recognize you no more? What happened to us? Where did we get off at? Now we celebrate sin now. We celebrate children coming into the world without fathers, and daughters are not married, and we celebrate stuff like that. What happened to us? Where have we gone wrong? That we celebrate good, we celebrate evil. Now, when it used to be evil to do things, and now we call it good, what happened to us? Things that used to be sin, we don't call it sin no more. What happened to us? Hallelujah. What's going on? Amen. Hallelujah. I understand things happening, you know. Mistakes and things come. I understand that, but we celebrate it, though. We don't look at it and say it's a shame to be like that anymore. We don't look at it and say it's a shame for you to do that.
Amen.
Now we celebrate it. Mm-hmm. And so even when it's done now, there's no shame in it, because somewhere along the line we went in the other direction.
Amen.
Somewhere along the line our thoughts became indifferent from the things of God. What God calls sin, we don't call that sin no more. What happened to us? And then we wonder, why are the things going on in our lives, and why are things going on in the nation? Is because now we are start calling good evil and evil good.
Mm-hmm.
And not only in the world, but the church is also doing the same thing.
Amen.
We're giving glory to sin now,
mm-hmm,
and not righteousness. Come on, say, turn us again, Lord. Amen.
Turn us again.
Huh? Praise God. You know, those things that your grandmama told you wasn't right and you shouldn't do, and you went on did them anyway, and now things are happening to you now, happening to your body and everything, because you didn't obey and you didn't listen, and now you done come down with something in your life. You're coming apart on the inside because you didn't listen.
Mm-hmm.
So turn us again, Lord.
Turn us again, Lord.
Come on, amen. Turn us again, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah, young men, Joe Knight. We went out sinning, and we call that a glorious time for the things he was doing. And now, when it gets older, amen, all those things that he was doing, he ain't able to do no more, is because we wasn't calling it sin, amen. We was calling it fun. And even with God today, you know, well, what is it that I can't? If God told you not to do something, now we mad with Paul because Paul told us not to do some things, amen, and the things he told us to be, and now everybody else is coming against Paul because they still want to do it and want to find a reason not to do it. Come on, say, turn us again, Lord.
Turn us again, Lord.
Amen. Before I go, one more scripture, amen. Haggai chapter 2, verse 3. Haggai. Let everybody say, turn us again, Lord. Haggai chapter 2, verse 3. Read that right quick.
Who is left among you that saw this house and her friend's glory?
Mm-hmm.
And how do ye see it now? Is it not in your eyes? and comparison,
amen.
Comparison of it as nothing.
I know none of us is left in the house from the first glory. As he asks the question, now, how do you see it now? You saw it in his first stage, but how do you see it now? You saw your life in the first stage, but how do you see your life now? Amen?
Amen.
See, we should be asking that question, amen. How do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? When you started off in the Lord and how excited you were about it, how all the joy and the glory of it when you first got started, how do your life compare to what it was when you first got saved? I'm asking that question to everybody. How does it compare? Is there any comparison? When you first got saved, whatever the people told you to do, you did it. They told you not to wear open-toed shoes, you pulled them shoes off. They told you not to wear pants, you pulled it off and put on the skirt, amen. Amen. All the things, those old traditions, that the old tradition ways that they did, you had no trouble obeying it. You did what the other saints did. You walked like the other saints. You did what everybody else did. How does that compare now? And now, since you got saved and got smart, you don't do those things no more.
That's right.
And even though there's scripture to say not to do it, but you don't, you done got above what it says now.
Amen.
Because you don't want to do it.
Amen.
How does it compare? Amen. If there's somebody this morning, I'm just asking you, God, turn us again, Lord, back to you again. Lord, we want to come back. We want to come back to that first, Lord, where we first knew you, Lord, where we first had our first encounter with you, Lord. When we had our first encounter, there was a change that came in me, Lord. There was a thing that came over me, Lord, that was different. Had different desires then, Lord, I wanted to do, Lord. I wanted to go. Turn me back again, Lord, to that relationship that was in the beginning, Lord. And I want to thank you, Lord, for the turning us. And I give you praise, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Is there somebody, there's someone this morning, you want to give your life to Jesus this morning because, or you just want to ask God to turn you again because you see that you're not where you used to be? If somebody just said hallelujah, if you put your name on Facebook, if you're not where you used to be, you're not doing the way you used to do, I just want to hear somebody's voice or some noise or put your name on Facebook or on the line or whatever to have you do. Is there somebody out there this morning can say, turn me again, Lord? Amen. Sister Mona, praise God. Sister Mona say, turn her again, amen. Turn her again, amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise God. If there's somebody else, amen. 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 Sister, I'm trying to read this. Sister Katrina, amen. Sister Katrina, she said, turn her again. Because she recognized that she's not where she used to be, amen. Is there somebody else before we go? Amen. If there's nobody else on the line this morning on Facebook, amen.
We have a prayer request.
Prayer request?
Yes. We have a prayer request.
What's the prayer request?
Tiffany wants us to pray for a friend. She said for the lady, but the lady passed on and told me to pray for her husband that she died in childbirth. The baby lived, but she didn't. And then we need to pray for the Hittery family. Renee, a prayer about the love of mom from the virus. And you can lift him up in prayer.
Amen. Sister Renee, we want to pray for Sister Renee to lift her up in prayer. Amen. She lost her mother. Amen. And pray for the sister's family that in her family, she died in childbirth. Amen. The baby lived, but she died. And pray for the husband of that family. Amen. Someone else. Amen. Before we go.
Can you continue to lift up the Cottrell and the Warren family? Not only mom and wife.
Continue to pray for the Cottrell and the Warren family. Amen. Somebody else. Amen. Father God, we're thankful this morning, Lord, that you would bless the Cottrell and the Warren family. You bless Sister Renee, Lord, give her strength for the passing away of their parents. So, Lord, I thank you for strengthening them, Lord. And, Lord, help them to be able to accept, Lord, what has been done, O Lord. And, Lord, may they have peace with it, Lord, that pass it all understanding, Lord. And may you pray, may you bless the family, uplift them, O Lord, in the life of his wife, O Lord. Lord, that passed in childbirth, Lord, may you comfort them, O Lord. But, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, as one life passed, Lord, you called another one to come forth.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we want to thank you for the child being saved. I want to thank you today, Lord, for blessing this line and all those that are on the line, O Lord. May you bless their families, Lord. May you bless their relatives, Lord. May you increase. May there be increase in prayer. May there increase in the word, O Lord. May there be increase in power, Lord. I give you praise this morning, Lord. Lord, thank you for blessing the saints everywhere that lift up holy hands to your name, Lord. May glory and honor and peace be on their lives, O Lord. And I give you praise, Lord, for the hearing and doing of the word in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Even today, if you'd like to donate anything to us or send us something online, you can go to PayPal or Cash App. You can go to carechurchinc@gmail.com. And whatever you like to give as unto the Lord or how the Lord lead you to give. And I give thanks and glory and praise and ask that the blessing of God be upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Did you see Val say something online?
I didn't see her name. You say something, Val? Sister Valerie?
Her phone went blank.
Her phone went blank?
Did you hear me? My phone was
laying on. Oh, I didn't hear her. Amen. Did you hear her, Pastor Prevo? Amen. Praise God. Any other announcement? Pastor Prevo will be on at, is it 5 o'clock tonight?
Yes.
Pastor Prevo will be on Care Network line tonight at 5 o'clock. I was going to let him say something, but I can't hear him. Well, amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. Y'all be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll see y'all next Sunday, Wednesday night, amen.
Amen.
Did you say anything, Pastor Prevost? Amen. I can't hear nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I guess I'll sign off then in Jesus' name. Blog Talk Radio.